Well, you know, with a boat, there's a never-ending list of projects, and there's always 100 things to do, and only an hour left to do them in.
I am Mr. T. I am the one running up and down and lifting all the heavy gear and running around with my head cut off, basically.
I think that an ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure, so if it looks like the weather's going to change, then, you know, we'll get our people aboard. And, you know, in the old days when they traveled by canoe, if there was bad weather coming, they would just find a beach somewhere and pull the canoe up in the bushes and wait till the weather passed. But in this day and age, people have to get sign leave statements, and, you know, they have to make sure that they're back at their jobs on time, and so they can't, you know, afford to take a few extra days or whatever camped out on a beach waiting for the weather. So that's a big part of why we have safety vessels, too, is to help facilitate the scheduling of things. Yeah, it would be nice if we could have more time for leisure. Well, we could. We'd just be poor.
You look like you're really official right now.
This is my book. It's got our boat stuff, the canoe stuff, and then our wedding stuff, because we're getting married in October. So it's a lot this spring for us. Yeah, cool. Steve and I actually met during the 2014 canoe journey. I was skipper for the Wrangell canoe, and Steve had the vessel, the Lady Grace, and he heard the Facebook call of needing a support vessel. So Steve was our shining knight in armor on his vessel, the Lady Grace. Came down, rescued us, and after the canoe journey, we just started talking and hanging out, and the rest is history.
In fact, my people originated from Wrangell tens of thousands of years ago and then later migrated to Sitka, and some of them split off to different areas, Cake, Angoon, Yakutat, and so I feel a strong connection to all of Southeast Alaska, and to particularly the water. Now I'm a captain of the ocean, and so I feel like the connection to the land and the water is very deep within my soul and within my being. I can't imagine doing anything else.